This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? Now you're wondering, we're out of our normal studio in Chicago, and I want to thank the Channel 5 here in Bosnia. You guys know, if you've been following along on our Facebook, on our channel, that I've been traveling and I've been meeting some wonderful people over the past going on 11 years. I've been bringing you stories of people who have accepted, who have found and are living this purpose, the purpose of worshiping the Creator, not the creation, Islam. And there's so many misconceptions about it. So we're bringing you in to different Muslims' lives to connect with them, to understand them. And this is no exception. I got Belamir here, Taekwondo instructor, former, or how are you, Belamir?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, alhamdulillah. So you're also a European bodybuilding champion, right, in a certain category.
Yeah.
You run one of the most successful Taekwondo schools in Sarajevo?
Yes, yes.
How you been?
Oh, I'm fine,
alhamdulillah. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
About myself? What to tell you, didn't mention it.
When did you start Taekwondo?
Oh, I was 14.
Yeah.
I was 14, now I'm 42, so yeah, a long time ago.
Well, as you heard, what motivated me to start the program, you know, the Dean Show, mm-hmm, and now I'm so excited that, you know, the brothers here from Channel 5, they've set us up where we can go ahead and meet, you know, to help facilitate, because I feel that there's so many misconceptions.
Yeah.
Not only outside of the Muslim community, but also inside of the Muslim community, you know. And particularly here, we'll probably focus on the inside and let people from the outside to see what we talk about, to see, because there's a lot of dehumanization, you see.
Yeah.
And when
yeah,
you dehumanize people, what happens? Then you look at them as the other, and then you can drop bombs on them, and all sorts of things happen, right?
Yeah.
But when they connect, many people watch the Dean Show. We have a 1-800 number, people call, they ask mm-hmm questions, mm-hmm, and you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
So many people are accepting Islam. You follow me? But then you also have people who are living, meaning that living in a predominantly Muslim country, mm-hmm, Bosnia, mm-hmm, is mainly Muslim.
Yeah, majority. Yeah.
But you also have Catholics, Orthodox,
yes,
Christian Catholics.
Yes.
And then you have people here who are born Muslim.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of people who are digging for the truth and they find it. And man, they are in love, they start praying, fasting, whatnot. But also you have people here who, some people, not just, it's an awakening. Many people are coming back to
yeah,
the masjids
yes,
and whatnot. But some people, they don't think it's cool to be Muslim, you know, to be practicing. Maybe you're like,
yeah,
a weirdo and whatnot. But you are a particular case. You did bodybuilding, you did the, you know, Taekwondo, very athletic, nutrition. And you started actually practicing, how long ago? You were at an age of 20 around?
20 years ago. Yeah.
Tell us, how did that all happen?
Well, as you said, a lot of people here are Muslim, but they are not practicing Islam.
Mm.
I was like that also. Usually I was going on the Taraweeh namaz during the Ramadan, and that's all my practice in Islam. And during one Ramadan, with my good friend, I was went to the Taraweeh namaz and stay all night in the mosque to make ibadah, because it was 27 night of Ramadan, and usually people here think that's a Laylatul Qadr. And I was staying in mosque all night, and during the salah, a lot of people start crying. And that was make some impression on me.
Yeah.
I was during that time I was so excited.
Mm-hmm. You're like, why are these people crying?
Yeah, of course. That I was start to cry, you know. It's I was so excited that I couldn't stand on my legs. You know, my knees are shaking, so I was thinking I was throwing down. So from that night, I pray every salah. So
yeah,
that's simple as that.
did that interfere with your Taekwondo, with your lifestyle? We see a lot of athletes like Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of him?
Yeah, of course. I'm watching him.
Yeah, you've seen. There was this one I don't know what athletes. It was amazing. The guy, and these are just live examples of some people like, oh, that's for the old people, you know? When I get 60, 70, then I'll start practicing. No, you don't know if you're going to live that long, right?
Course.
There's a group of athletes, right? And then the girl comes and she's like scantily dressed, and you can see the shoulder brother. He puts
his good example.
You see that? Did you see that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does that now with you being an athlete, you know, and whatnot, how does Islam fit into the equation?
It was very difficult, you know, because I was international referee. I am international referee in Taekwondo. I travel a lot. Every weekend I'm somewhere refereeing or coaching. And when you just mentioned the female, I have a lot of contact with females. And because there are a lot of female referees, a lot of female trainers. And I try to do my best to show myself as a Muslim, first of all. I have a beard. I don't shake hands with women also. It was very difficult to explain foreign people or foreign female coaches or refereeing why I'm like that. You know, here, everyone knows that because a lot of people in Sarajevo wearing beer, not shaking hands with the women and that stuff. But I try to do my best to make that as my individual, you know. And I succeed all the time, alhamdulillah.
I think people, they respect when people, they hold to a certain moral code, to certain values, whereas many people are just like, if the wind blows that way, they go that way, you know. Their principles change day in and day out. But even when you mentioned the shaking of the hands, right? This is something that could be very sometimes very uncomfortable.
Oh,
but even when you speak to women, you know, a lot of times, you know, you'll address a woman and say, you know what? It's out of respect.
Yeah.
You cannot just walk up to Queen Elizabeth or any of these queens. You can't touch them, right?
Yes.
You're a queen, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have the right, you know, to go ahead and touch what's not mine. You follow me?
Yeah, very good example to explain.
Yeah, so a lot of times at first some people can go from being, you know, kind of insulted, but when she knows she's a queen, and this is out of respect. The cowboys, even in America, they wouldn't touch the women, right? They'd take off their hats and they'd be like showing respect. We've kind of gone away from that. Islam still holds those values.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So when it's explained, people are like, many women, they start to blush. You know, like, that's so nice. You're right? So that's interesting, but that's the whole purpose. When we get to put things in context, when people are open, their minds are open, we can get this information. A lot of people they really respect that. Yeah.
Yes, and usually, you know, I try to do my best to make myself as a good example for everything. You know, to people when they saw me on the street, they just wanna think that. Oh, I want to be Muslim like he is, you know. Good body, I don't know, good Taekwondo master, very successful competition results in Taekwondo and that stuff. And I try to people saw me through my success in everything. And just said, I want to be like him. I want to be Muslim like him.
Yeah.
Not to be the Muslim, the society doesn't have any use, you know.
Yeah.
For
leading by example. That's very important. What had you come to a point where you started to reflect and think about purpose? Why are we here? Most people go through life, right?
Yeah.
They go through all the activities, 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday. Go out, I don't know about here, but usually maybe it's the same thing, but back in the States, you work, you know, like a dog, you sweat or you study, then the weekend comes, now it's time to let loose, right?
Yeah.
And you're not reflecting, right? You're not thinking, what's the purpose? Why am I here? You know, people are just leaving this earth, they're dying, and many people, they don't really stop to reflect. But now, obviously, a Muslim is one who surrenders and submits to God, and now they have a plan, they have a purpose, right? There's hope, and there's struggles, of course, but what had you at that point before you started praying in that? Were you at that point where you're kind of like, you know, thinking, reflecting, what's my purpose in life? Why am I here?
Oh, no, I was raised as a Muslim.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of new things for me.
Yeah.
In the Islam, I know a lot of things, but I didn't practice because I don't know. When I was so young, I was raised by my grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was a kid, I was go to the mosque often, very often, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was started going to the school and high school and that stuff, it just lose somewhere in that that connection, you know.
Yeah.
And later I was find the connection again.
Yeah.
But I was always know there is a God, name is Allah, and my purpose is to serve him. But I just didn't get that level.
Yeah.
till I was 20.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, like when you talk to some of the, let's say, Serbians mm-hmm. or Croatians, mm-hmm. what do they call God by? What name? Do they say Bog? What do they?
Yeah, they just said God.
They just say God.
Yes.
And so that would be in the Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, how do you translate that?
Bog.
Bog,
yes.
So they say Bog.
Yes.
When they hear Allah, what do they, have you ever had a conversation? How do they interpret when you say Allah?
Oh,
is that something? Do they know that equals God?
They know, yes.
Yeah?
They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because some people, like back in America, uh-huh. many people, they have this misconception. There was a lot of propaganda that Allah is some moon god, some pagan god. Was that same thing reached here, that propaganda?
No.
They're intelligent on that, so they know.
Yes,
this is the creator, right?
Yes. They know what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually they have a lot of questions about women, about the covering, the hijab, how can you get four women and that stuff. That's usually they are questioning.
Yeah.
They don't want to know about Islam, truly Islam.
Yeah.
Just make question about certain things they are so interested, as I mentioned, you know.
I found that usually, you know, some of these side issues, right? Mm-hmm. You know, secondary, thirdary, many people they'll bring up. But I think if people can understand the concept of God in Islam, right?
Yeah.
That he's one, alone, worthy of worship, that there's nothing comparable to him. He has no children, he has no son. Mm-hmm. These things, you know, the theology of Islam, most people, they're fitra. That brings
accepted.
Them in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just before I go to my next question, for, you know, many of the audience who now are tuning in and they hear, these are really important connecting points and we can share with our audience where they can bridge that gap of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Did you know that even in the Aramaic language, this is the original language that Jesus spoke, he would say Allaha.
Allaha.
Look at that, Eloh. That's Allah, the creator. And Jews and Christians mm-hmm. who speak Arabic, in the Bible it says Allah. Right? Not in we know in the Quran, but in the, how do you say
Biblia?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Piše u arabski Allah. Subhanallah. Huh? Is it more simple than that?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Couldn't be.
Yeah. So tell us more. You're also involved in really nutrition and whatnot.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things in my life is nutrition.
You know,
I always just watching what I eat, how many carbs, how many proteins, how many fats, and I have my diary. You know, I always just get in the data, what I have eat, what I will eat, and that's.
What do you think are the, just for the average person who's not counting calories? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Because we have an epidemic now. That 70, I don't know how it is here, but I see a lot of people are walking. That's you know, back home, people are stuck. They don't really walk much,
mm-hmm.
you know, they sit at the TV, and many people, they end up eating a lot of processed junk foods. That's why I think the latest statistic was around 70% of people back home are overweight or obese.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
is it over here? In Bosnia,
I don't think it's
not that big. Huh?
That big, no.
Yeah.
But the fact is that in couple years we have an awakening of fitness and healthy food and that stuff. And now in every store, bigger store, some malls and that stuff, you can buy proteins and a lot of supplements. Every store have a apartment for the healthy food and that stuff. It wasn't like that 5 years ago, but now it is.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to look and eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Very, very good for fitness business. Yeah.
What do you recommend people to the foods to? Sometimes it's one thing we recommend, like a lot of times, fruits and vegetable, real foods, right? Mm-hmm. What are the things that you like? Say the top two, three food to not eat. What would you say? Stay away from this if you want to, you know, protect your health.
Oh, fast food.
Processed food, right? Fake. Yeah. We call it fake food. That's fake food.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you don't need for your body, and it's fast food.
Yeah. What about there's a documentary called, I recommend everyone to watch. It's called Fed Up.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Fed Up. It talks about the white sugar
being
the new nicotine of our time. You know
how
nicotine people were so addicted. Mm-hmm. Now white processed refined sugar. Mm-hmm. It's causing so many health disasters. Do you, is that over here?
Oh, yes, of course. I personally avoid and sugar and salt also. And
yeah.
The both of think are not very healthy for our body.
Yeah.
And recommended all of my clients to do like that also.
Yeah. What could people who have they like something sweet replace? So we gave them three pieces of advice for nutrition. So stay away from processed junk food. Eat domache.
Domache
is like organic,
domestic.
Right? Or just real food. Second, we talked about staying at the process, the white sugar, mm-hmm. right? And what about someone, what do you recommend if someone likes something sweet or something, banana,
fruit.
Fruits?
Yeah.
That's natural sugar.
Yeah. Oh, yes, but not that kind of sugar.
But it's real. It's real food,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Because in there you have the fiber, you have everything is
things.
Combined rather than just taking it processed out.
Yeah.
So we can get, what are your favorite fruits?
Banana.
Yeah. Banana.
A lot of carbs.
Yeah. Let me go back to, you know, how is it here as far as, there are certain dilemmas, challenges that we have back in the United States,
mm-hmm.
Where I came to visit you guys from. And we're seeing that through making this human connection, through mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. tuning in, watching the Dean Show, we're probably one of the first and one of the very few Islamic talk shows, TV uh-huh, talk shows uh-huh. in America.
Really.
So when people reach us and they listen to us, right, and they meet people like you, because a lot of times you think, oh, Muslim, right? Maybe you got a beard, you know, the guy's like looks kind of Arab or something. Because they equate Muslim with some Arab in the desert.
Yeah.
And they say me, white American, talking like this. Now you, white Bosnian, you follow me? So they equate, you know, oh, he's fundamentalist, you know, maybe he's terrorist, whatever, sleeper. So, you know, do you have those things here when they see you with the beard? Or?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Right now, I'm enigma for everyone, because with the beard and this body, you know, no one can connect those two things, you know,
uh-huh.
because they probably, the media started to make people minds that they think just one thing. When they saw the people with the beard, they just want to show terrorists and the people who are killing each other and that stuff. And I didn't see any media to present the people with the beard as peaceful people, peaceful men, women, athletic men, sportsmen, and that kind of stuff. You don't have that kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
On the media, but it's here. It's like that also. There are a lot of prejudice from the Muslim people, not from Christian or Orthodox or Catholics, from Muslim people.
Yeah.
Before the Second World War, here you have a lot of people with a beard, a lot of females with with the hijab, with the niqab.
I seen those pictures.
Oh, yes.
I was amazed, yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing new on this territory, but it was forgotten.
Because of communism? You think that's why?
Yes, that's the main reason.
Well, did Tito, he didn't allow the beard, but the mustache? Something like that?
No, I will not say he didn't allow this.
Yeah.
But usually people, when they, you have to commit to the party. If you want to succeed in your life,
you got to be committed to that group, that party, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
they didn't allow if you couldn't have like be in the party and have a beard.
You could have a beard.
Yeah.
But you need a good reason to have a beard.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. They look down upon you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to have a beard because you are Muslim.
Yeah.
You could have a beard. You have a lot of people from politics, they have beard, they have mustache, but they didn't have beard because they are a Muslim.
Yeah.
That's the main reason.
Yeah. I hate, like, I don't, it's not that I hate it, but sometimes we have so many important issues, right? And so many things that are really, you know, hurting the community at large. And then sometimes people will get stuck on the beard. You follow me?
Yeah.
You don't even bring it up, but now you're being attacked by it. But it's interesting, we've kind of back in the, making a contrast between here and the United States. You know, it's interesting, besides Orthodox Jews, besides Orthodox Christians, they all have a beard. I mean, would you call Jesus a terrorist? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Moses, they all had
the
beard, right?
Yeah.
And not just that, but when you go back to the States, now you have athletes.
Yes, yes.
You have movie stars. It's like, we don't do it because of that, but they're kind of like, it seems like they're imitating the Muslims now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody's like growing a beard. Did you notice that?
No, it's very cool to have a beard.
It's very cool. So you guys are kind of, you got to catch up here.
Yeah.
Right? And not just that, because in America, everything's about science. Now get this. Do you know that the beard is actually helping to prevent UV rays for hitting your face, and it's actually anti-cancer.
Yeah.
Did you know? That's amazing. Actually, also, the pollen, it also helps to prevent asthma, because all the dust.
Yeah.
Allah Akbar. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mashallah. So when you bring up these facts, and we don't do it but from these things, but we benefit from the wisdom of what Allah has prescribed, because there's nothing that the Creator has told us to do, but there's benefit from it. Isn't that amazing?
Mashallah.
Yeah, so inshallah, people can pick up on these things. But the main thing that, you know, through this program is just connecting, to show that we're human also, that we have the same blood, that we have the same needs and some of the same aspirations and goals, but we're trying to achieve those things, but we're also living our purpose, you know, and to stimulate people to think, you know, beside these distractions and all that. You know, recently, it's very sad that there was a, I don't know if you heard about it, I think it's on the news here.
Mm-hmm.
You had this is the greatest mass shooting.
Oh yeah, I heard about it.
In American history, right? And we feel like the hypocrisy. I don't know if you guys, how do you feel about that? Because if you pass by a Muslim, we often say if you ate lunch with a Muslim, if you pass by a Muslim sneezed by you, somehow if he doesn't say Allahu Akbar, it's not terrorism.
Yeah.
But this guy, not only did he kill, I believe, like around 60 people, injured 500. Injuries like maybe got shot in the hand, maybe he's crippled, deep, you know, 500 people, but still not labeled a terrorist, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, what are your thoughts on that when you guys, you know, see those double standards?
I don't know what to say about that. It's obviously that just the Muslims are terrorists. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I know why, of course, but they just want to make a bad image on Muslim people of Islam. I don't know. I try to fight over that kind of things.
Yeah.
With my example and the stuff I already mentioned. It. And I hope the people here will finally get knowing that we are not.
We're not what people try to make us out to be, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. What about now the people who are not Muslim? What have you found? When you really look into Islam, and that was one thing that motivated me, you know, to really put together this kind of program through education. Removing that ignorance, Islam, you know, you find that it promotes mercy, love, justice. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't teach you to hate someone because he's Serbian,
yeah.
hate someone because he's Croatian, hate someone because he's outside, he's not Muslim. And but the media, the people will try to twist that and make it the opposite, you know,
yes.
like it does promote that. How is the life here amongst people who of other faiths?
Well, I think there's a lot of wounds from the war.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed. They don't allow to connect on that level,
mm-hmm.
you know.
A lot of wounds from the war.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
This was the greatest genocide that happened
yes.
after World War II,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
against
yeah.
the Muslims that much of the world has known nothing about.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. And I think usually the Bosnian people, Muslim Bosnian people, they didn't forget everything that happened. But they try to put it in the certain behind.
Yeah, put it in the past.
Yeah, but the other one don't think like that.
Mm-hmm.
They always know what's happening, what was happened, and what they need to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I don't have problem with. Croatian with Serbs, so we are
yeah.
communicating because of we are seeing each other on the competition all the time. We train together, our competitor are together in the national team and that stuff. And the sport is very different level from the common life.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be connect all the time with all of religion here, all of nation in our country. And that's the good thing. The good thing about sport, they
yeah.
connect people.
So that would that be your advice also for the parents maybe watching? Get your kids involved in sports.
Oh, sport activity. the kids have to practice some kind of sport. They really need, because they will learn a lot of things. They will travel. They will find how to survive by themselves without the parents and the stuff. It's very good for the kids.
Yeah. Well, I do thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you
here
for the invitation.
On the Dean Show at Channel 5 in Bosnia. Out of all places, we still up and running, continuing strong. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you guys for tuning in and continue to tune in. We're going to bring you some wonderful episodes here from Bosnia. Follow me on my Facebook page, subscribe on the YouTube that we have, and connect. For those tuning in, connect. You see, I'm trying to bring to life a Muslim's life so you can kind of, so we can humanize what people are trying to dehumanize. And visit your mosque. You have a number you can call, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Ask your questions, and then you can make your judgments from there. And hope to see you again next time here, same channel, same time on the Dean Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.